Hello, here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. The results from OwnFest are in. Google Pixel was owned in just 60 seconds, and the Chinese hacker teams killed Safari and laugh at a 4-second flash hack. Samsung has purchased connected car firm Harman for $8 billion in cash. A lone laptop computer can take down an entire server farm in a newly discovered type of denial of service attack. And the BBC has confirmed it will launch a new virtual reality film, The Turning Forest, next week. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of November 16th, 2016. The Google Pixel fell to a team of Chinese hackers alongside Apple Safari and Adobe Flash at the OwnFest hacking competition in Seoul last week. Mountain View's latest offering was smashed by White Hat friendlies from Kihoo 360, who used an undisclosed vulnerability to gain remote code execution for $120,000 in cash prize. The exploit launched the Google Play Store before opening Chrome and displaying a web page reading, "Owned by 360 Alpha Team." Google said the Chrome bug that Keen team found was patched within 24 hours of the event, and the changes have already been released into the stable branch by the Chrome team. It was the second time in as many weeks that Pixel has been compromised. The first still unpatched 0-day was unveiled at the Mobile Own-to-Own event in Japan. Hackers also showcased this exploit at OwnFest, showing how they could compromise all aspects of the phone, including contacts, photos, messages, and phone calls. Kihoo 360 also breached Adobe Flash with the flick of a finger, scoring a prize of $120,000 for that hack. It took 4 seconds for Flash to fall. Kihoo 360 hackers walked away with more than $500,000 in prize money. Wow. The hacks concluded OwnFest, which also saw Microsoft Edge hacked and the first ever 0-day exploits against VMware Workstation. I am blown away by the intelligence and just the, I just feel like it's, almost machine-like, their ability to find a vulnerability and, like, get in there.
Are you suggesting that they are robots?
They are super awesome robots, maybe. They're rich robots now.
I'll say.
Sadly, it's only $500,000, which...
Sadly, like, I'll take it.
I hear you, but when you think of the tech world, $500,000 can disappear like that.
What are
you know,
buying?
Okay, here's the
what
thing.
What are you buying?
I see what Jeff's saying in context, right? So these people are awarded $500,000 to save a company billions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Because the potential loss if any of these exploits were to be actually used in real life.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but so, I mean, if you figure it's a team of people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not knowing how big the team was, say it's five individuals each.
Could be 360. That could be why it's called 360.
That could very well be. But say it is just five guys. That's $100,000 each. And then you take the $100,000. This is their one-a-year event. Maybe that $100,000 is their money-making for the year. And you've got all the tax.
Is he like, that's not enough?
That's not enough. I work for one
no,
day.
But yeah. if you're turning yeah, around.
I just spent 3 hours hacking and I only got $100,000.
Four seconds.
Yeah, four seconds. It only took me 4 seconds.
How many dollars a second do you make?
Yes, that's how we measure it in hacker realm.
25,000 if there's five guys on the team.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, quit. You're complaining.
It's really a cool, like if it's, say, a pastime or just... like just one of those crazy skills that you're just born with, like being a master pianist or like being a really great hockey player. If you just can do this and win money for it, all the power to you.
But see, in the chat room, GWG brings up a good point. It says that's $500,000 compared to what they could have made had they have sold the exploits.
Oh, come on.
Are you saying if they changed out their white hats to what color hats are bad hats? Brown hats? I don't even know.
Why don't we just say red?
Red hats?
You hear what happened to the guy who didn't do it correctly? Wasn't that last week that you mentioned that he ended up getting charged? Yeah, he ended up getting charged. Yes. He decided he would exploit it and show off the exploit in iOS 10. Yeah. And turns out now he's got a criminal record at 18 years old. You got to do it right. You got to do it right.
When you all see on our website, because now we have the new news story feature on the website, when you see that own to own is spelt PWN, you'll all be so proud of me for not stumbling on that.
Way to go, Sasha.
For years, I always just called it pawn.
Pawn? Yeah, you can kind of call it whatever you want. You can say pond or whatever, but realistically, I think it's own.
Yeah.
And the theory is that own, spelt with PWN, is because if you look at your keyboard, the P is right next to the O.
Right.
So did at some point somebody make a typo that ended up being PWN
clearly
instead
not.
Of OWN, and it really caught on?
Clearly not Oprah.
I don't even know what that means.
Own.
Oh. That's her network.
Yeah. Oh.
Own.
Oh.
It'd be awkward if she was like, I'm own with a P.
Pupra.
Pupra.
So, moving right along.
Yeah, what do we got
Samsung
next?
Samsung Electronics.
Oh, Samsung is still in the news?
Samsung is in the news again. Samsung.
What blew up this week, Sasha?
This is good.
Oh.
This is tentatively very good. I'm cautiously optimistic. Samsung Electronics is buying automotive electronics maker Harman International Industries for $8 billion as it makes a big push into connected car technologies. Internet-connected cars will improve in-car entertainment and be able to help with crash alerts and diagnosing engine problems. It will also be key for driverless technology. Samsung said automotive electronics was a strategic priority. Oh, I assume so. The deal is the biggest overseas purchase made by a South Korean firm and comes as Samsung is looking to recover from the withdrawal of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. Anything in the news that's not about a smartphone or a washing machine for Samsung is great news. The fact that they want to go into a smart car technology, it's good.
I remember when I was a kid that in my grandma's car, your door is ajar. Your door is ajar. The most pointless feature ever. So now Samsung's coming. Your car is exploding. Your car,
your car
is exploding.
Is on fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it? Is it just me, or did just having a Samsung phone on the passenger seat cause your car to catch on fire?
That happened yesterday.
It actually happened with a Note. Not a Note 7, but an S7.
It was an S7.
In Winnipeg.
In the guy's pocket. It was in his pocket.
It's getting hot.
He said,
It's getting hot in here.
Pants are on fire.
He was alive.
Not and literally.
Close enough.
It felt hot.
He pulled it out, and then his phone went, and he had second and third degree burns.
He shouldn't have lied.
Lied?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Buy
a Samsung, pants on fire.
Yeah.
Is that how the saying goes now?
Well, if I were Samsung.
If Sasha was Samsung, this is what she would do.
I would have quietly bought this company. I would have waited a little while. Because this is a great idea. Because right now they need something fresh. They need something new. But it's still so fresh and new in our minds, the Galaxy Note 7, the washing machines. I mean, this is week after week, and now we have smart car technology with maybe possible driverless technology. It doesn't seem like
Sasha,
the sort of thing I want to trust Samsung with at this point.
I really hate to pick on Samsung because I know it's been hard knocks for them.
I know.
But I've been having trouble sourcing NAND RAM, and I found out, this is a true story, it was because a Samsung distribution outlet burnt down.
They're having
a really rough time.
I actually, my heart hurts because I love Samsung products. I always want
I was indifferent.
Them.
Now I'm not so sure.
See, half my house runs on Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these days, I'm sure I just won't make it to the show because what happened? Jeff's
on
fire.
This is why we buy wooden desks, folks.
For knocking.
And I'm sure that you are sick and tired of hearing about Samsung. We'll move along, but it needs to be said.
Okay, I have to ask, though.
Yeah.
If they decide to sell, if people decide they want to get out of Samsung stocks, would you call
it... Say that 10 times fast.
Would you call it a fire sale?
Explosive deals.
Researchers said they have discovered a simple way lone attackers with limited resources can knock large servers offline when they're protected by certain firewalls. The denial of service technique requires volumes of as little as 15 megabits or about 40,000 packets per second to cut off the internet connection of vulnerable servers. The requirements are in stark contrast to recent attacks targeting domain name service provider DIN and earlier security site Krebs on Security and French web host OVH. Those assaults bombarded sites with volumes approaching or exceeding 1 terabit per second. Researchers from Denmark-based TDC Security Operations Center have dubbed the new attack technique Black Nurse. In a blog post published Wednesday, the researchers wrote, "The Black Nurse attack attracted our attention because in our anti-DDoS solution, we experienced that even though traffic speed and packets per second were very low, this attack could keep our customers' operations down. This even applied to customers with large internet uplinks and large enterprise firewalls in place. We had expected that professional firewall equipment would be able to handle the attack. Because the attack uses high CPU load on the firewall in contrast to the traditional DDoS, which requires high amounts of traffic, it doesn't matter if the server is behind a 10 megabit per second or a gigabyte connection." According to researchers from Netrasec, a security firm that collaborated with TDC Security on the research, the attack works against firewalls from Cisco systems, Palo Alto Networks, SonicWall, and Zixel. So it really just changes everything. It kind of puts everything upside down as far as the attacks, because now it's just a small amount of information or a small, one simple computer that can bring down a whole... bring forward a whole attack, as opposed to a myriad of different computers, I guess, uploading.
It just takes one.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
We've been saying VR video is about to catch on, and now the BBC has announced the debut of a virtual reality movie, The Turning Forest. The fairy tale will be made available for free on Daydream, Google's mobile virtual reality product. Daydream is a mobile headset which covers the eyes of the user and immerses them in the film they are watching. The corporation has released a trailer for the experimental project ahead of its release within the next week. The BBC said the project is part of the corporation's drive to explore emerging technology and new storytelling mediums for future audiences. The Turning Forest debuted at the 2016 Tribeca Film Festival and was originally created for the Oculus Rift. The BBC said that the film has now been enhanced to further improve the sound design and introduce new controller interactions. Zyla Watson, executive producer of BBC R&D, said The Turning Forest is unique in that it's been designed from the sound up, using state-of-the-art audio to help transport people to a magical world. It takes advantage of decades of research and experience from our own team, partners, and universities to create a beautiful soundscape that we hope people will love. The Turning Forest has been produced by the BBC's research and development team in collaboration with virtual reality production studio VRTOV. Now, funny to note that they put so much emphasis on the soundscape of this movie. So it's a virtual reality movie where you're wearing a headset and you're immersed in a whole virtual reality world. But what they're focusing on in this piece is the sound. So what does that mean about the actual visuals? Oh. Are they diverting attention?
I think it's absolutely necessary. I mean, if you're going to have VR, I mean, it's one thing to just look around, but if you can have a 3D soundscape, as you're looking over here, you're hearing something crashing in the woods behind you, you're going to flip around. If you've got really pathetic sound, you're not going to enjoy the 3D experience as you would if you have some incredible soundscape.
That's the thing, too. It's immersive audio. Think about like the way web design has transitioned to mobile first. It doesn't mean that it's not compatible with desktops now. It just means here's our focus, and then we're branching out from there. With audio first, you're talking about immersive. What do they call? The actual term is on the tip of my brain,
but freaking cool.
It eludes me. Like I work with binaural audio. What binaural audio does is I have a headset, a dummy head with microphone ears, and when I record Nature Sounds of Ontario, Canada, you can find it on our website, category5.tv. When I record them and you wear headphones, you hear it in what's called binaural audio. So it's as if you are right there. It's immersive.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I turn my head, it does not turn with me.
Right.
Right? So to get the full virtual reality experience, the key thing here has been, well, we've had binaural audio and stereo audio and virtual reality view, but when I move my head, the audio stays in stereo.
Right.
If I look at a monster that's growling at me, I want to hear it in front of me. That's
right.
Where immersive audio.
So it's in your left. It's sort of like surround sound, right? Right. It's on
your
left side.
It's better than surround. Yes. Yeah. It's way more immersive than surround sound.
Awesome. I don't know the word you're looking for, Robbie, but I know that when you have a word on the tip of your tongue, that is called anomia.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Now I know. I was looking at this picture and thinking how much red there is, and it reminded me of Virtual Boy. Do you guys remember that?
Yes! I forgot about Virtual Boy!
Obviously, the graphics are better.
Slightly.
Just all the red and thinking about virtual reality made me think of our first VR headsets back in the 80s.
Yes.
Terrible experience.
It really was.
Yeah.
But it was cool for the time.
For the 2 weeks that it was on sale.
For the short time.
Yes.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.